So Meis Kusi, the Kusi, that's the Shemrolim, who in the time of Bais Rishon were brought over to Eretz Yisrael, and then they were misguided themselves. So there is a machlekes in Gemores whether Kusim Geremes or Kusim Geraroyesein. Now, machlekes anoyim, so if we say Kusim Geraroyesein, so they are goyim. But we pass in that Kusim Geremesein. Kusim Geremesein. Except that the Derech or Rambam is, so it was Nigzar Aleihem, that they should have a din of Akum. So, but this Mishnah, that was before the Gzeire by Rabbah. So the Ari Israelim still, so the place Kusim have a din of Nide Marisos. In other words, the Amitam. Why? Because of the possibility that even an infant can be Roye Dam. The Akutim, Mitamim, Yishkav Tachtin Kelly. Now the Kusim, so certain things they are Zoya, but they did not accept the Torah Shebaalpeh. So mainly the halachas of the Torah Shebichsav that they did accept, but they didn't follow it up correctly. So mainly they consider it even Dam Yorek Estomet. So if let's say the Bnei Kusim, let's say if they saw Dam Yorek, so then they started to count as the first day, and then if she continued to see, let's say the second day or the third day or the fourth day, as of the real of the Dam Yorek, she saw Dam Yorek. So the male, she thinking that the Dam Yorek is also Dam Nive, is also Mitamei, so she didn't start counting from the initial, from the real of Dam Yorek. So that means that the whole cheshbon was mixed up. So when they were tabled themselves, they might have been tabled themselves before the 7 days were over. So Mele, she was still a nide. So her husband had a din of a bail nide. Because suppose a nide who was, let's say, if she saw Dam Yorek on Sunday she saw a Dam Yorek, and she considered Dam Yorek Estomet. So Mele, she started to count the 7 days. She started to count the 7 days as from Sunday. So let's say after the 7 days, let's say Mitzui Shabbos, so she was developed. But then on Monday, she saw Dam Odeh. So actually, Alpidin, when did she have to start counting? On Monday. So when could she be Teveles? We are talking now about the Dreise. When could she be Teveles? Sunday night. But she was Teveles with Zoe Shabbos. So the male, her husband, had a din of a Beolide. So he became Tomei. Utini Dosiolo. So because of their ignorance, so because they did not accept the Torah Shebaalpeh and of their ignorance, so the husbands of the Bnei Kusim had a din of a Beolide. So Vakusi, Mitamim Nishkav Tachtin Kelly. Since the husbands had a din of a Beolide, so Mimele, they were Mitamim Nishkav Tachtin Kelly. So the Gemara explains it. That what does it mean? That the Tachtin, the Mishkav Tachtin of the Beolide, has the same status as the Elyin of Izab. As the Elyin of Izab. Now, Izab, the Torah says, "Ligabe enido." So, "Visho kisiyah zovu odom yir zivu lipso shivas yomim tiyev enidoso." Cholanigia bo yitmo adorah. So, enido is navatum. Enido is zovu. The same alok. "Vichila shatish kavolov enidoso yitmo." "Vichola shatish kavolov yitmo." So, not only the nido itself, the nido and the zav and the zovu themselves are avatume, but even the mishkaf of the nido of the zav or the zove is also navatume. If it's navatume, so that means that the mishkaf of the zav of the zove of the nido can be mitame or the mikelim. like an avatum. We call an idea Bishkovo, you have his code of the man to my there. We call an idea of Hope Bia Shatishimo, you have a code of the man to my there. Then the Torah says, Vim Shoche Vishkaf Isho, he saw that's Bailida, who see me does all. So, in other words, so he has the same, he acquires the same tumor as the Nida. But there is a difference. We told me Shiva Siomi. So, in other words, the Bayal Nido is Tome Shiva Siomi. The Bayal Nido is Tome Shiva Siomi. So, what does it mean? When are the Shiva Siomi? When you start counting the Shiva Siomi? From the beer. From the beer. Let's say if someone was Bayal Nido on the seventh day, we need to do something. So she has to count one more day. But we do not say that since the Nida herself, who is the source of history, so he has only to count one more day, so he should count also one day. No, it doesn't make any difference. As far as the Beil Nida is concerned, so from the B.A., from the moment he becomes Tomei, he has to start counting 7 days. So that's the Pshat we see in Dos Olam. Vitomei Shivas Yomi, Vichola Mishkov, Asher Yishkav Olov Hitmo. So the Gemara says that Notke, Mitume Chmur, Elitume Kal. So in other words, that even though the Torah says, Usini Doso Olov, so the Beil Nide has the same status as the Nide herself. What kind of status does the Nide herself have? An Avatume. So the Beil Nide also has a status of an Avatume. But as far as the Mishkav of the Beil Nida is concerned, so it is distinguished from the Mishkaf of the Nida herself. The Mishkaf, Tachtein of the Nida is an Avatume. So the main lady in Tanu of the Mikim also. But the Mishkaf of the Beil Nida, he has a din of a Rish. Now a Rish cannot be Mitamei or the Mikim, it can only be Mitamei Eichon Mashi. So here the Torah says, V'chola Mishkaf Hashem Yishkaf Olof Yitmo Potito Mekau. It's not the same tume as the mishkaf of the Nida herself. The mishkaf of the Nida herself is an avatume, and the mishkaf of the Beil Nida is a rishmi tume. So it's only mitame yechol mashki. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara says the akusim who have a din of Beil Nida. So mitame mishkaf tachtin kelyim. The mishkaf tachtin of the husbands of the beis kusim who are Beil Nida. So has the same din. Like the alien of the Zav. Now, what is it? So the alien of the Zav is not Mitami to Mechmur either. Also has a din of Rish. What is the alien of the Zav? What is the alien of the Zav? So we have several Pshoti in the alien of the Zav. So, but the Pshat, Hakutsi Mitam Mishkatach Kelly means that the Mishkatach din of the Beil Nida, of the Kusi, has the same Tume as the alien of the Zav. In other words, it's not an Ava Tume, it's a Rishni Tume. And the alien of, but the Mishkaf Tachtein of the Zav is an Avatume. But the alien of the Zav is only a Rishni Tume. So what do we call the alien of the Zav? So we have several Pshat. Now, let's see the taste first. Tachtein Kelly. Before it's more, Tachtein shall bail the Mishkaf. Shall bail Nide, the Mishkaf Tachtein. Or the Bail Nide, Kelly shall Zav. Do we meet Tame Yaloich Lil Mash? When Yiddish of Av, what is the Yiddish of Av? That's also Mitame Yom Yitzim Akar, not to Mechmo. When Yiddish of Av, before it has Bav, Ki Yechia Hazav, Yechav Mitznayi, Ezo Eichri, Umashkin, Shebechav Shemir. Shebechav Shemir. In other words, if, let's say, on one side of the scale, suppose you had a balance, and on one side of the scale, so the Zav was standing, and on the other side, of the scale, so you have all kinds of Echud Mashkin. So, and that move, that was Machria, the other side of the balance. So, Mimele, the Echud Mashkin become Tom. The Echud Mashkin become Tom. So, it's Mitame, the Echud Mashkin, but suppose you had, so that is called the Elyin Shal Zav. So Elyin Shal Zav, she yichriya ha-Zav v'chaf misnayi, eso eich lino mashkin she-v'chaf shnei. That's the Rashbam. So Teisves rejects this Pshat. V'loin hira, in v'ferik ha-Va'akive kora le-Hesed, ma she yichriya ha-Zav v'chaf misnayi. In other words, we have tumas masse and we have tumas hesed. There is a difference between masse and hesed. Masse means if the tova hatome is carried. If the tome is carried, let's say, what does it mean? The veil is mitami bimasse. So that means if an odom carries the nevele, so the odom becomes tome. So we use the expression nevele is becoming masse. So when the expression masse is used, sometimes the expression masse and hesed are used interchangeably sometimes, but that's not accurate. But when it's used accurately, so masse means that the tome is carried, nevele is becoming the masse. So in other words, nevele is not becoming the hesed. Suppose the nevele will move a person. It will not be carried, but it will move the person. Let's say it will scale or so on. So then, or he swing, in many ways. So then, he doesn't become tame. But the odom, if an odom carries the nevele is the carry, is the thing that is carried, the tame. So then the odom becomes tame. In other words, so when we use the expression masse, it means that the domatome is carried. When normally, when we use the term hesed, it means that the tome is the carrier. Not the carried, but the carrier. So he says, the Hashbam's pshat, that Eliyashal Zav means, Hichriya Hazav v'chav nusnai v'sayir v'n mashlish v'chav shidiyah. So that's not Eliyashal Zav. That should be called hesed. When he read the first Kalakim, he called hesed, mashi Hichriya Hazav v'chav nusnai. V'hesed, nafkelo mashi yigadu v'nazav. V'Eliyashal Zav, nafkelo v'shmaitzi v'kho achile. So it's something else. So Teisves is looking for an example which should be similar to the example given by the Rashbam, but it should not be Hesed. Because if it's Hesed, we don't have to resort to the special droshe of Elyenishal Zav. So then we have another droshe. So how can we visualize something similar to Hesed? To Hesed Azam, but it does not come within Hesed. So he says, "V'nira, the Yenish al Zav, ha'in beged shemiktsosei al Zav, u'miktsosei nikra al Oretz, v'lav ha'in Hesed, elo kishemasitei kule, kivikom ha'arizeo magoei shivikule yevayim az Hesed." So it's similar to the example given by the Rashbam, but he disposes of the difficulty that is involved in the Rashbam's pshat. Because according to the Rashbam Pshat, so the Yichlum Mashkin or Mamish moved by the Zav. So then it says it, Mamish, so we don't have to resort to the special droshe of the initial Zav. So he says, Beget, you had, let's say, a long Beget, Shemiktsosei al Zav, Umiktsosei Nikra al Oretz. Umiktsosei Nikra al Oretz. So let's say, the Zav, So the love I said, so that's not Hesed, because it was the part that is Nikra Loretz, so it's not moved at all. It's stationary. So maybe it cannot become Tome on the score of Hesed, but only because of the special Tzersakosu of Elyemi Shosah. This is Tesis Pshat. Now the Rambam has another Pshat in Elyemi Shosah. But the Rambam Pshat is that the Yenishal Zav is only in Tamil Yechon and Mashkin and Bukhaya, not in the Eis. Even though the Gevore mentions the Droshe, so the Shittas Rambam is that this Droshe is only in Asmach. The Gevore of Yuchasamim, Tamil Mishka from Menisha, Paloch Hekim. Now, the Rambam says as follows: Kol akelim sheyinosu that will be carried limayla min hazav. So the zav is a carrier. In the carrier, heim ani koyim madet veheim kulam ki kelim shuonegiya behem sheheim rishel itum veinu mitamim lo yodom velo kelim avol. Mitamim oichlinu mashki kisho vlodis atum. Vitumes Madev Midevrei. That's called Madev, and that's Midevrei. So the Kashi is what the Gemara mentions in Posik. So they say that the Rambam holds that this Rosh is Nasmach. Now there is a strange Asogis Raivot and the Rambam. Omer Avrom, Yeish Tumas Madev Midevrei. Aber zu achol pishe, kruyo Madev, eino Midevrei. Shari Omer Oteiro, vanigea vichola sheni etachto vitma adereb. Vidat shino leib misachas nide, kol asher yieh, so the pshat is, vanigea vichol asher yieh, hazov tachto. Not if one is negeya that which is beneath the zah, that is the mishkaf tachten of the zah. But it means, anigeya vichol asher yieh, hazov tachto. If someone touches that beneath which the zav is. So he father, vidashinu misachas nide, kol asher yieh tachto vazov, v'yom rotei on hitma there, so it's to midraise, not midraise. So, but then there is an expression in the Rai that's very strange, the Rikurke says the Kashi, Almek li shetef name mitame b'mari. Almek li shetef name mitame b'mari. But the Gemara says that it's only mitame yechle b'mashki because it's originally tume, but it's not mitame keili. Klishetev, that's keili. So only an avatume can be mitame klishetev. But originally tume not, so it's a Gemara before Reshes negedai. Now, it seems that the Miri explains the Raivet. So the Miri formulated that way. He says, if you have a sort of godin, zel gav ze, so they are all bigger than yin. So the one that is nigiya bereishe, so that is mitami odo, and the others that lie upon the one that is nigiya bereishe, they are only mitame echol mashki, but the one that is nigiya bereishe is mitami odo and keli. So mainly the pshat and the raivet could be that we says mitam. Mitalik Mishatev, he means he because the Raivet also has the Miri. He explains what is the Pegadeli Shalzav. So when you have Pegadeli Shalzav, so suppose you have 10 Godi on the head of the Zav. So the one that is lying on the head, that's a Pegadeli, and the second one is a Pegadeli, the third one and the tenth one is a Pegadeli. So the first one that is lying on the head of the Zav is Mitami Oda Mikaeli. And so when the Raivet says that it's Mitamik Lishetev, he has reference to the first one. And then when the Gemara says that it's not Mitamik Eli, it's only Mitamik Yechle Mashki, so the Gemara has reference to the other Keli. Alright. So, Neiskusim Nideis Maris Oso. Neiskusim Nideis Maris Oso. Viakusim Mitamik Mishkatach Nikeli. Mipneshim Beyo Limidis. Veyeshim Sapo Dam Vidam. They don't distinguish between Dam Yorek and Dam Odeh. So in England there is a mix-up. Vein chayovin aleihem, but we cannot say that every bneis kusim and every kusi, so is vadai tome. There is a possibility, but maybe it's not tome. Maybe the initial year was damodei. So in England the count was a right count. So the asofik made. So in Mele, there is no chiv kol, misofik cannot bring the kol. V'chayovim aliyah v'yas mikdosh, since it's only misofik, so he cannot say. So if they touch, if they push the bnei kusim or the bnei kusim, if they touch trumo, if they handle trumo, so he cannot be sailing because it's only, it's tailing, it's not sailing, it's a valuza trumo, she throws something. der Rashi diskutiert ist, weil es so mit Kapitel so, wo die Morgen vorstehen. Tachte Kelly im Vorstehen im Norden. Wenn je ich weiß, auch kommt dann, wie dann, die Leim alle hoch haben, wie alle Mide ist, wie schon die Choltam schere ist, wie man den Oden, wie Jori, je ich weiß auch auf die Menidus, wie so der Kohle hier lehen, schim rehe dam Jori kajei, maschelles Linei, shisho behu. 6 days expired, besides this day on which is all, the dam Jori. So, im Tire Bey, so wie Benides, dam Odom, in Meine, wo wir im Rio geschehen, but it's not all bedient. ויש איתם יורי כתורי הרויו, ומרי השני לא יצריך על ימלס. אין שירו ביטי בלס, upon the exploration of 7 days, as of the Ries דם יורי, not upon the exploration of the 7 days, as of the Ries דם עודי. איך היום אמר לו עלי, ושמסחס אלי סמקודם, וניחס למיקדוש פתא מקום, או אם בובו יסמקודם של מישקב, ותרום אותי לינגו, ידינו לינגו הילוי, יצאו מסופיק לינגו, ויהודי אומה, דמסתונת מייס, so what, that's zero drabonani, because of that, of that Chosh. So the Amitamim Rabbonon, but with Reize, it's only so big Tom. So mid Rabbonon, it's Vadai Tome, even a Nymphe. Because of the Chosh of Heike, so the Chachomim. The Chachomim more Geza Tome. But mid Reize, it is not considered Vadai Tome, it may all even a Gona. Alright. So the Gemara is the Kash. Now, that I discussed, I think I discussed it in the Shirin Yibomes, and then the previous years I discussed it. Here the Rambam says, on this Mishnah, B'nei Tzkusim Nis Marisosov, B'akusim Tamim Mishkutach Tikelin, so the Rambam says that it's not relevant today anymore. Why? Because Ravame, this Dinesh Ravame, was Gezer Aleyem Nis Kikus, Nis Ka. So it's not relevant. So it's not relevant anymore. So we see that the Shittas HaRambam, there's a Rambam there, Shamishim. So we see that the Shittas HaRambam, that the Shittas HaRambam is, that the Shittas HaRambam is that, that the Aloche, that Kusim, have a din of going even Likul. Now the Mechaber HaLeshokloch in Chesribis, so he says that Kusi, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to take Ribis from him. But you're not allowed to give him this. You're allowed to take ribis from him because the mechaber shittis that the mumer. You're allowed to take ribis from him. It's a machloket rishonim in the Rambam pas asas. But the mechaber pas means that the mumer. You're allowed to take ribis. Some melei kusi are also mumer. But you're not allowed to give him ribis because he's a Jew, a mumer. So that means, but gozu aleihem liyeis kiyakov. So we should be allowed not only to take ribis from Ikusi, but to give ribis to Ikusi as well. The answer is, the Mechava Shita in Ribis is that the Aloche of Gozo Alim Lies Keaku, that doesn't mean that he becomes a Goy. It only has the Psul of Akum. Lechumre, but not Lechumre. With Rabbona only has the Psul of Akum. Lechumre, but not. So that means the Shchite of an Akum of Ikusi is Asuro. The Shchite, even if he's Israel is Reyes, he say, so he has Lechumre, Midrabonon, he has a din of an Akum. All the Psulim of an Akum. But not that he's a Goy Mamish. But the Shittas HaRambam is that he's a Goy Mamish. Now the question is, how can he become a Goy Mamish? How can the Chachamim be Mekil and say Lechumre, that he has a din of a Goy? So it was mentioned that, in other words, the Gemara says in Yevomes, in regard to the Aseres Hashvatim, who became completely assimilated with the Goy, that is also Mishom, Asher also is on Keakum. Shenemar, Vadishem Bogdu, Kibonim Zorim Yolod. That's a Pesuk in Hesher. So the Karneiro has a Pshat in Yevomes. What does it mean? It means this is a Pesuk. So it's not that the posik has reference to the Aseres Hashvatim. The posik tells us that Besdin the Chachomim Avikeach to be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael of those Jews who became completely assimilated. Badishem Bogdo. Kibonim Zoru Yelob. So that posik implies that Besdin Hezekiah to be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael of those assimilated Jews. Of those assimilated Jews who is so who Badishem Bog. So business is kiach to be mafkia, but business to intervene and be mafkia the Gdushas Yisrael. So in respect to whom did the Chachamim intervene? In respect to the Aseres Hashvatim, they assimilated among the Aseres Hashvatim, and also in respect to the Kusim. So that was Bidei Rishon Rav Ami. But any other assimilated Jew, even if he converts himself, so he remains a Jew. So Yisrael afal pi shechoto Yisrael, even if he becomes a Mishume. So apparently the Rambam explained the Gemara that way, the way the Karnir or the end of the first minute of the Gemara explains it. So mainly the same halacha that the Gemara mentions Ligami Aseres Hashvatim, and there the Ligami Aseres Hashvatim, the Gemara mentions it Likule, because Rav Asi said that if a goy is becoming Israel, he passed Israel in certain places where they concentrated Aseres Hashvatim, so then we have to be chesed for the Gishon. Less he is a descendant of Aseres Hashvatim, so the Gemara says no, it's not like that, because Luizoso Mishom, Acho Osuna Yisoke Akum, so that more it's even Likule. So this halacha is also Likule. How could the Chachomim be Mafkia? Because the Chachomim have a keyach to be Mafkia the Gishas Yisrael of an assimilated Jew, not of an unassimilated Jew. Then they don't have a keyach. But of an assimilated Jew, they have the keyach. They have the keyach. As a matter of fact, there is a pshat in the Miri, that if someone converted himself, so then he was Mikadish and Isho, so the Gushin is Gushin. But suppose someone converted himself, became a Mishumet, and then he married the Mishumetis, and then they had children, so the children were already born to parents after their Shmad, after their conversion, so it was already Nishtakashim Yisroel Mehen. So then if the children are Mikadish and Isha Pas Yisroel, the Kedushin is not Gushin. So the Miri mentions such a shittes again. So where did they get that shitte? Also from the Gemara in Yivomes. But Hashem doizoso mishom asher oso yiso. Ke'aku, Shem elaka Hashem bodu kibibonim zorim yolodu. So according to these gaining, this as Hakosuf implies that if anyone is born to parents who are already completely assimilated, and it was Nishtak Hashem Yisrael, so maybe the Jewish Yisrael is Poka, but only if he was already born to assimilated Jews, completely assimilated Jews, who do not even consider themselves Jews. What does it mean if he was born after they shmad themselves? But suppose they didn't shmad themselves, they didn't convert themselves, but they are just David Avizor, without converting himself. So then it's different. Even though the Yisrael is always the same, where the one lets the water be poured over him or not, it doesn't make any difference. It's the same Yisrael Lizore. But there is a difference. If one is a Yisrael Lizore and doesn't officially declare himself as a goy, as a convert, so that words, he himself considers himself as a Jew. So then the Xeras HaKosuf of Bar Hashem Bogdu Kibonim Zor Yolodu doesn't apply to him. But if somebody openly declares that he is giving up Yadus and he is becoming a Christian or Mohammedan or whatever it is, Christian Science or whatever it is, so Mimele, then the Xeras HaKosuf of Bar Hashem Bogdu Kibonim Zor Yolodu applies to him according to these games. So these games do not agree with the Karaneiros Pshat. These gave him hold that Banishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu implies that if someone is born to assimilated parents who do not consider themselves as Jews, so Mimele, the Gdushas Yisroel is born. Mashenkin, the Keren Eiro, he holds that this doesn't imply that the Gdushas Yisroel is born by itself. That the Chachomim have a keach to be mafkia. So wherever the Chachomim were mafkia, they were mafkia. Wherever they weren't mafkia, they were mafkia. Apparently, the Raman Teresh HaMishneh agrees with the pshat of the Keren Eiro. So the Chachomim were mafkia. Ligabe Aseres Hashvatim and Ligabe Kutzim. So Mele, even Likune, they have a din of goyim. Even Likune, they have a din of goyim. But the shite of the Mechaberi is no. That it's only Atakon es Chachomim that Lichule should have the psul of goyim. But not Likune. Not because. All right. So that's the reason why the Rambam doesn't mention Yirachazoko any aloches ligamikus. There is only one aloche in Hilchas Midorim that the Rambam mentions the Tamikosi. So that's difficult. Why do they mention it? But except for that, the Rambam doesn't mention Kamo Vikamo Halochas that are mentioned in the Mishnah in the Gemara about Kusim. The Rambam doesn't mention. Why? Because in the Rambam it does it. So the halacha is, so of course it can be Nigaya. The question is, does it require real geulos? So it doesn't require geulos. He does a, so there is in the Miseches, there is in the small Miseches, there is a Miseches Kusim. So there is Miseches Kusim. Now the Miseches Kusim is not from Chazal. The Miseches Kusim, Miseches Geulos, Miseches Kusim, that's from Rabbonis Roy. So in the Miseches Kusim it is mentioned. So it is mentioned that they have a din of Akum. Ad Mosai, so the Miseches Kusim says, up until they will be Mikabel, Divrei Chazal, and they will be mining in Trias Amesim, and they will be Keper of Hagrizim, because the Kusim, that's one of their cardinal equidos. I mean the Hagrizim. So it's Mashma from the Miseches Kusim, it's Mashma that he can become, he can acquire a status of Israel without real guilt. That's not in accordance with the Shittas Rambam from the Miseches Kusim. But according to the Rambam, so he must have real geulos. He must have real geulos. And he must have real geulos. And of course, according to the Rambam, it might be kule. Because if he only has a psul of akum, lechumre, but lekule, he doesn't have anything of a goy. So suppose, let's say, Kusi married, let's say, an end, and then they had a child. Since they are not Zoyah B'mitzvah Sator, so the child is a mamzer. But according to the Rambam, so there are no problems according to the Rambam. Because they have a din of goyim, so even if the Kusim married, let's say, Arayas, and they had children, and then we have grandchildren and so on, so they are not mamzer, and they are not possible, because it's like a goy who married, let's say, an end, or a sister, and they had a child. So the Shittas Rambam is a kule, see if she's alright. So the Gemara is a kasha. Hey, Chadom, Idikochazion, after the Boname, Vidikochazion, if the Vizkusi didn't see any dam, did you nano, so why should they be Mitame? They're not Vidoi? Oh, my God, I'm going to be Rabbah, but I'm going to be Rabbah, but I'm going to be Rabbah, of course, it's unusual for a little girl to sit down, Nido. But they are a mute who do see them. So mainly we have to be chesish. Uman tana lechayish la mute. Reb Meir, itanye, kot nuk tana lechayitza miriyav, tiv Reb Meir. Omer Reb Meir, yof amar to shen chayitz, ish kosu mipash, makshin lishol ish, umatam miriyamin. Omer lehem, kot nin shem li motzi soriz, tana shem tivotzi ayonez, vinin so peikin beher, vosholoi mokim litzle. Virabonon, zihu basagu betiktanim, vireiktanim lafrizim nilu. So this Mishnah called the Rameya, that Vachish is Lomiute. So because of that, the Chachomim were Gezer Dume. And every infant of the Bnei Zchusim, because maybe she saw that. Maybe she had a real that. So, Eimer the Shamas le Rameya, Miute the Shchiach. Avo Miute the Roi Shchiach, Mishamas le. So the Gemara says, Honame Miute the Shchiach. The Tanya Omer Rabbi Yitzi, Maise Beibu, Vidvilu O Kedem Limo. The Omer Rebbe, Maise Beishorim, Vidvilu O Kedem Limo. The Omer Rabbi Yitzi, Maise Beifudise, Vidvilu O Kedem Limo. So it's a raya that it's in Mue Bishrech. So here you know, we have the definition of Shrech. In other words, if the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't mention, let's say, 1,000 cases. The Gemara mentions how many cases? 3 cases. Maise Beibur, Vidu Ekedonimo, that Rabbi Yisi, that was in the time the door of Rabbi Yisi. And then there was in the door of Rebbe, and then in the door of Rabbi Yisi. So we have only 3 cases, so what's the riot that it's a Niyud Shriach? So it appears from this Gemara that what would be a Niyud Shriach, that Rabbi Meir would be the Cheshesh, something that happens, let's say, once in 100 years. But if it happens in every generation, it happens, so then it's considered a miut, a miut ishvet. That's how it appears from this book. So, the Yom Rabbi Yisid, Maizim, the Bodhise, the Yibir Kolei, Bishleim, the Rabbi Yisid, the Rebbe, Mishim, Tumas, Eretz Yisrael. So it was relevant. Because, in other words, so they had to be Magdala. Maize, being Bull, so the infant was Nidvilo before the mother. The mother had to go to Vile because she was a illness. But the child, so, was Nidvilo before her. So it was necessary because now it's oil, so it was necessary because of Truma. Because of Truma. And we should Elod Rav Yisi, that was in Bovel, Lomeli. So what do you say? Because the Chachomim, there is a chiyuv of being mafrish, Trumis and Maisres in Bovel too, in the Rabbonim, Trumas Chutz Loretz. So there is a chiyuv. And Trumas Bovel, the Rambam says, is a Takonas Hanubim. The Nevi'im were the Chayim Yisakeh, that you should be mafrish, Trumis and Maisres in Bovel. So the Mele, it was Nigeye. So if she was Tomei, not. So, normally, Roma, Shmuel, it was Chutzlor, it's Asura, it would be me, Shetumo, Yitzel, Yigufe. Vahane, Mele, Bachile. So in other words, if someone is Tomei, it to us mess, or it to us sheretz, so then he can eat Trumas Chutzlor. He can eat Trumas Chutzlor. So he can. Who is Tomei, Trumas Mes, or Trumas Sheretz, can eat Trumas Chutzlorets. Only a Kayan who is Tomei, Trumas Mes, and moving. Let's say he's a Balkan, and he wasn't Teveil, he cannot eat Trumas Chutzlorets. So, V'hane Mile V'achile, Avo B'ngi Eloi. But if he touched it, so even if a woman who is Tomei, Trumas Mes, and moving, touched the Trumas. So it's still alright. So why was it necessary to be Madvil, the little girl? It was a Chutzlorets. So Vafilu Zavi Nidelu Paslo Ben Gil. So Mimele, why was it necessary to be Madvil? Omamazitrelu Nitzrichelu Niseicho Shemin Shemachim. In other words, because they wanted to use on her group, on the little girl's group, Shemin Shotrumo, and Tzicha is like Tzicha. And if, let's say, so as long as she wasn't developed, so maybe you couldn't be soch shemin shel trumo on the little girl because she was tamei to my yitz mikubi, she had a riyah's dam. So that's why they had to be taken. So it's nitzlichal esir ha-shem shel trumo. Tanya lechal v'skotche v'yisroel ha-shem yorimu ha-shem l'rab yisis ha-soch v'sha-sheis shinse lomu likho siya b'chla ha-chile elu l'rab yisis ha-soch k'sheis. So we boy say me mihochet v'tovei kemayim b'kiyovei u'cheshemem b'asmeisu u'cheshemem b'asmeisu. So that's why it was necessary to be table her because she was tomei tumei ayitze mikufei. So it was also to be soch shemel shel trumo upon the little girl. Right. So what the Gemara say that the reason is why the Mishnah says that neis kusim is mitamei. Yeah, we saw some because the Mishnah calls with Rav Meir that we are Cheshesh Lemiyute. So in Mele, there is about, we have to be Cheshesh as to every little girl of the Kusim. Maybe she had a Riyaz Dab. So in Mele, she is Mitam. So why does the Mishnah say just that this Kusim is Marisoson? Even the Bnei Yisrael Mamesh are also, should also be in this Marisoson according to Rav Meir. That we are Cheshesh Lemiyut. So the Gemara is the Kashi Yochel Midon Namet. So the Gemara is the Teretz, Nam, Nidar Shimon, Isho, Isho, Vichy Chazien, Mifreshelu, Nikoso Rabono. Inu, Dor Yitar Shim, Isho, Isho, Vichy Chazien, Mifreshelu, Gozo, Rabono. So in other words, because we accepted the Torah Sheval Peh, so the Mele, if a little girl among the Bnei Yisrael, so has a Riyaz Dam, so then they are perish. So they are perish, and as Gemara points out later on the next Dam. And if we hadn't heard that they were perish, so we can safely presume that they didn't have a Riyaz Dam. Mashenke the Meskusim, they don't accept the Torah Shabbat Peh, so they think that even if a little girl does menstruate, so she doesn't become Tommy. So in Mele, they're not Mafrisha. And so because of that, so the Chachomim were Gezer. Now let's see the Rashi. The Seicho Shemen Shom Truma the Seicho Kachile. Uvachile Kamrino the Truma Schutz Lorat Asura Umid. The Tanya the Seicho Kachile. The Chalulu the Parashe Zazor as Nei Mitrumexi. The Rabbi says Asor. The Chalul the Kochim Loyecha Ada Shemito. Seir the Chalul Achile. The Chzib the Chalul Tomas the Gomcho. Tirei Shamreu. The Kol the Achile. As the Gomcho Tirei Shol Yitzorech. So he says, we are chalto mas legoncho tereisho. So the chalto relates to tereisho as well. So we see the seer of Achille. The atomic amayim, we call it Gabi Roshiko. Yoche, you don't normally tell me call marisoso. Now, Teisves, let's see the Teisves here. Teisves says, Uchishemen beatzmeiso, bim teima. Dimikome maise min ateiro, vohoda maise asmachte. The other Maisas Mach. So first he mentions the posse, mentions the price, mentions the posse from the Torah, in the Chalutz Kodesh Yisrael, in the parashah of Truma. And then the price mentions the posse of Tilim, but of Kimayim, that's only an Asmachte, because that does not deal with any Yisurim or any Aroches. The Sikhe Bimakipurim Osa. So this mentions a riot. There's a Gemara before Eshes that it's not a riot Gemara that posse. Now the Sikhe Bimakipurim Osa, Avokavshin, Ayuridolo, Zeichelidolo, Shenem Ratovi Kimayim Bikirbe. So the Gemara says, Avokavshin, Ayuridolo. So here, after mentioning a Droshe Gemara of Vulichalis Koshim in Israel, why does the Bryce mention something that is only Zeichelidolo? Tam says, because the Chalvo Namas Machtu, that the posik of the Chalvo is also only Asmach. The Ferikan is of him, Tashinon, the Tevu Bimisi. So from this posik, the Chalvo is Kochim in Israel, because this is not the posik. This is not the posik that is expressive of the love for Izzah to eat Truma. It's another posik. So the love against Rizal eating Truma is in Polism. Is in Vayikho Chol Peis prosecute V'chol Zor Lo Yechol Kedesh Teishom Keim V'socher Lo Yechol Kedesh. So that's the love, the Allah against Rizal eating Truma. Then the Torah says in prosecute Dalet V'ish Ki Yechol Kedesh V'shgogo V'yosaf Hamishi Seyolo V'nosem Lakenes HaKedesh. So that's the Allah that if Izar eats Trumo, so he has to give a Keren and a Chemesh, Yosef HaMishi Seolo. Then the Torah says, in Posik as well, V'l'yechalu eskotchik l'Yisrael, is that Shirovim Lad Hashem. So from this Posik we learn out Rashim in the Teru Bimise, Ufer Kamel Yitzvochim Mitrash Nitrosh Achrite, U Midraise Lo Have Soch Kesheise. So Teisha says, the Tinach Name, Midraise, it's not Osa, for Izzah to be Soch with Shem Shotru. And so Memele, even though the Gemore learns it out from the Posik that is mentioned in the Parashe of Chenesh, but according to Teisha, he will not be Chai Lachim. It's only Asmach. When is there a chiyuv chemesh? Only when he eats truma. But if he soch truma, if he zal soch shemesh truma, so then there is no chemesh. It's only a smach. This is what he says. Umidereis lahav soch kishis bechinim minagim akipur. And that there is a machlekes hasheni as to whether siche is asur in Yom Kippur midereis or not. Bechinim akipur b'teida din chayov im kores alayich hasheis edubat. Well, that everybody agrees that there is no chiyuv of kores. ביום הנאם לפרק בסך ליומם משליש לכתות עם ראשי סוך כדאר כבין חיישש שאיף את הדין עושה מדרעייסה יפסיך את בין עושה מדרעייסה so how could the more allow it to someone לסכתות עם ראשי so the רשאים הוא מושאי that צריך אין זסור אני כיפה מדרעייסה as a ניסר עשר לחיצה צריך את זו so they say why is מי שיש לכתות עם ראשי muter, because only Sicha Shel Tanug is Asur. But if it's Yeshtech, not in the Reishe, and it's necessary for the Make, so then it's not a Sicha Shel Tanug. It's only for the purpose of removing the Tzar, or of healing the wound. It's not a Sicha Shel Tanug. So that's why it's made. Alright. But Eise Shitei, Ramtam Shitei is, the Sicha Kisiyeh is only in the Rabbono. Is only in the Rabbono. And so Mele, even the Gabe Eichel Trumo, there is no Chiyuv of Chemesh. If it's that, it is Soch, Shemesh of Trumo, so there is no Chemesh. Neidim Rav Netam. But with Rabbonon, there is Aloche, Sicha Kisiyeh. So Mele, we should say, that with Rabbonon, one should not be allowed to use something that is Osabach in Kisiyeh as an ointment. As an ointment. So Rav Netam says no. Neidim Rav Netam. דיתאף קיסי חשמה נאסמיחו רבון רכו, ויוסה מדרבון. אבל סיחה של שומר חזיר ושל חילף שם. So in other words, according to Rambam, so even with Rabbono, סיחה קיסי applies only to שם. Because the asmachte deals with שם. But other things not. So in other words, according to Rambam, you're allowed to use, let's say, something that is straight, as an ointment. As an ointment. I mean, today we don't have this kind of soap. I mean, that is from chelat. We don't have soap that is made from chelat. It's made from paraffin. But let's say years ago, so soap had chelat, was made from chelat. So still, according to Rav Netam, it was muter to be used. Now, and all the Rishonim appear to agree with Rav Netam that the haloche of Sicha Kisiyeh mid Rabbanon. Applies only to Shem. It doesn't apply to everything else. But the Shittas Agro is to the counter. The Shittas Agro is that mit Rabbonon there is a loche of Sicha Kisiyeh. It applies to all, to everything. Not after Shem. It applies to everything. So in other words, according to the Agro, you're not allowed to use a soap that is made, that has chel. Or any doros. Doesn't have to be after chel. Let's say if it has nevelay, any animal derivative. So, according to the law, you cannot use, let's say, a soap that has an animal derivative. According to the law. Mi rabona. Fine. Ve im rabitam, ve im rabitam, di dav ki sikha shemen asmechu rabona kho. Vi osem rabona. But anyway, So Rav Netam says two things. One, he says that it's an asmach, even the Gabi Trumo, so it's an asmach, then there is no chiyuv of chemish. There is no chiyuv of chemish if he's soch, if he's zal, he's soch, with shemesh or trumo. And then he says that even with Rabbonon, it only applies to shemesh, it doesn't apply to anything else. Now, let's see the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam is chelik. Rambam Perek Yud Mechas Trumes, Aloche Alev, and Aloche Bey said as follows. Zor Shachu Truma Mishgolo Mishal Mikyam Mechemish. Hafo Pi Shei Yedea Shei Trumo, Mishu Muzer Oleo, Avo Yoda Im Chayim Olo Nisa Yuav, Harei Zor Shgogo Mishal Mikyam Mechemish. Echo Do Eichel Dovo Shedarki Lechi, Vecho Yashim Se Dovo Shedarki Mishtis, Vecho Da Soch Dovo Shedarki Mosir, Shenemar Lichalu Eskotchi Bni Yisroel Lichavis Es Asoch. Vecho So, in other words, so the Rambam says that it's Mishal Mikyam Mechemesh. So, in Mishal Mikyam Mechemesh, so the Rambam is, and he mentions Soch. So in other words, so the Rambam is Chelik Antesis. And the Rambam holds that it's not an Asmach. But, how can we say that Midraise, Sikhe is Kisiyeh, so if Sikhe is Kisiyeh, Midraise, So then, what if someone is soch, I'm kippur, soch shemen, I'm kippur, he should be chayv kores. And then the Gabi Trumo itself, if he's zah, should be soch shemen shel trumo, and he's good, he should be chayv misri shemayim. And the Rambam when the Rambam discusses the chiyuv of misa neshamayim in the previous parak, so he only says eichon sheisei, so he doesn't mention only here we got the chiyuv of keren nefesh. So there is revolt on that Rambam, and the same thing I heard from my father from the Rosh Hashanah. So he says that according to the Rambam, so the whole aloche of Sikha Kisiye is not in the Maises. In Maises Siye, so there is a difference between Achille and Sikha. Achille, so Siye is a Maise Achille, but Sikha is not a Maise Achille, it's not a Maise Siye. It's a different kind of an act. But Sikha Kisiye only implies that in the Heftze, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Heftze is consumed for Sie or the Heftze is consumed through Sich. Yeah, as far as the Heftze is concerned, so a consumption for Sie and a consumption for Sich is the same thing. Is the same thing. No difference. So in Mele, it has application. It has application to the chiyuv of keren nefesh. To the chiyuv of keren nefesh, it has application. Why? Because the aluche is that tumo is nitan lachile ulitzie. Lachile ulitzie by care. It's not lachile ulitzie to the care. Now tumo is also the hefset. Tumo, my sacheni is also the hefset. Why? Because tumo is nitan. Leachile ulisie. So the halacha is bein ligabi tumo, bein ligabi ma'isa sheni. That dovo shedarke leachil. So has to be nechal by care. Dovo shedarke lo seich. So it has to be soch by care. So in other words, when a kain eats tumo, is eating the kind of meat. So it's nitan. So tumo is nitan leachile ulisie. So something that is darke leachil. So it's not al achila. Something that is dark in which days, so it's not nuisia by care. So it's not nuisia by care. But if something is not dark, liyesoch, so the melee is, so a care, even a care is not allowed to be soch. But, so the Rambam says, that something that is dark in so a care is allowed to be soch, the tumo. Why? Because it's nita. It's nita that way. So in the Yisa, in the chiyuv of keren v'chemesh.
I'll just wait to go away from the Zohar store.
Now, so as far as the chiyuv of keren v'chemesh is concerned, so v'yish ki'ichal kiddush b'shgogo, v'yosef chamishi se'olo, v'yosef makiris ha'kiddush, v'lechal v'eskotchen yisferis ha'shorim l'adishem, v'yisiru yisom avin ashmo, v'yochlom eskotchen, k'ani adishem ikachom. So herein we have an isa. This is the way I heard it from my father. And Ravelu means the same thing. V'yisiru yisom avin ashmo, v'yochlom eskotchen, so the aloche is that if something is nitan to for siche by kein, so if it's able to it, so there is an iser and is chayav b'keren v'chemesh. So memele, so the haloche of siche kisiye is v'atovi kamayim v'kir v'yorashem v'atzmei sof. So that implies that in the heftze, so a consumption through siche is the same as a consumption. So the Shemin Batz Meisov represents the same consumption in the Hefze as Mayim B'Kir. So Mimele, so for a Keel it's needed to be consumed that way. Something that is Dark Le'achil has to be consumed to Achile. Something that is Dark Le'ishtez has to be consumed to Sieh. Something that is Dark Le'oseich has to be consumed by a Keel through Sieh. And if it's Ardozet, so is either the Issa of Yisiyu Avinashmo. And there is a chiyuv of Keren Vechemesh, but there is no love. As far as the love is concerned, the chiyuv of Yisiyu Shemayim is concerned, that requires a Maise Achile, a Maise Siyye. He Asiche does not involve a Maise Achile. It doesn't involve a Maise Siyye. It only involves in the Hefze, it's a consumption through Siyye. So that's the aloche of Siyye Kisiyye. So Mimele, the Rambam Pastens, that is highly Keren Vechemesh, because that is not, the Chiyuv Keren Vechemesh is not based upon the love and the Chiyuv Yisrael Shemayim. Any Yisrael in the Hefze of Truma that is done by Zah, so when it is nicking for a Keren, and if it is done by Zah in the Hefze, if an Achille is realized in the Hefze of Truma, so then, in other words, v'li yichalalu. What does it mean, v'li yichalalu? That's in the parasha of Keren Vechemesh. If the truma, the chefze of truma, is abused by Zah, so what does it mean if it's abused? If instead of being eaten by Keren, it is the chefze is eaten by Zah, so then there is a chilul in the truma. So it is abused by the Zah. So the halacha is that sicha bichlal siye, that a consumption for sicha is considered like a consumption for siye. So mimele the same chiyuv of keren vechemesh that applies to a consumption by siye by zah, so applies to a consumption by for sicha by zah. So it's only halacha that in the hefze is realized a siye, a process of siye, not the gavre realized a maisa siye, and that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vatovi kamayim v'kiyovi yuchashem v'atzmeiso. So in other words, the same in the hefze, it's the same hefze, it's the same consumption. A consumption for siche is like a consumption for siye. So mele, it has only application to keren chemesh, but as far as a Maise Siyye is concerned, so Maise Siyye is a Maise Siyye, is a Maise Achille. But Maise Siyye is a Maise Siyye, it's not a Maise Achille, it's not a Maise Siyye. And then the Gemara mentions that Posik of Atobe Chamayim Bikir Beyuchishemem Batzmeisov, Uchishemem Batzmeisov in regard to Yom Kippurim. So there too we have a Machlekes Rishenim. So the Avishenim will say there it's only and Nisam Rabbanon, but the Avishenim will say that it's also the Raise. So there it's not difficult because in as much as by Yom Kippurim there is a chiyuv of inu. So mimele anything that in the Hefze is considered as a consumption for siye comes within the same mitzvah asay of inu, like achile usiye. Now achile usiye first involve a lav, even though the lav is not spelled out, but we learn how to love, and then it's a chorus. So the is a chorus, and the love is based upon the maise achile, maise siye. But then there is also an essay of the nisaves nafshesechem, and the rishonim who say that all the chamisha luyim are with the raise, they hold that only luyim come within the essay of the nisaves nafshesechem. So mele, since in the chefze, so a consumption for siche is considered like a consumption through siye. So just as siye comes within the essay of you, so siche also comes within the essay of you. Alright. Now I just want briefly to go over this thesis, because it's an important thesis. Reb Meir, tell me the mashma, the masnis, the meskusi, the nis, marisos, and the asik, rabron. Elik Reb Meir, the chayish lo yudite. Visova, the kusin geremesi, ki the muchach, perikshir, shenogat al vei. So, from this Gemara says that the Mishnah, the title of this Mishnah, accords with Rameya, that Cheshishim Yute. So, because of that, the Pneskutsim, Amidis Marisosom, because of their possibility that they so dark. So, that means that it can only, that this Aloch of Pneskutsim, Amidis Marisosom, is only true according to Rameya, but not according to the Rabbon. And then, Yoloy Rabbi Yisi. אבל גם לחיי של מיוטה בפרק המון לא כאילו נפסו לקוסים גאהוי זה כי נמוך so נפקוסים גאהוי זה דאגויים and the נוחיס is not מתאמות למסניב so So, can we have no has like a Mishmoel, the Comatera, Michel Kusma, we be calling, we can Kusim, we be Tamil Benides, can come the Kamam, Missis Roy, we Tamil Bizile, we be calling with Tamil Bizile. So, in other words, so this aloha of the Mishnah that no excuse in this now is also can only accord with Rabbi Meir. And if we say that Kusim Giremes, and Rabbi Meir is no mute, so then it cannot, this din can apply, can hold true. But if we say that Kusim Giremes is saying, so maybe they're not mitame, even if they sit down, they're not mitame. So why should the Chachomim begin say, I'm not choosing that it should be this way, so. And then, they're not registering, even if we assume that Kusim Kirele say, but we don't have to be registering, it's just an infant head of time.